Ramzan Kadyrov will be back in the news this week as the one-year anniversary of Boris Nemtsov's assassination approaches, and with the Russian opposition about to release a lengthy report on his activities. Hello from our broadcast headquarters in Prague, and welcome to the Power Vertical Briefing, a weekly look ahead at stories we expect to make news. My name is Brian Whitmore, host of the Power Vertical podcast here at RFRL. Joining me in the studio is Pavel Buturin, managing editor of RFRL's Russian language television program, Current Time. Welcome, Pavel.
It's good to be here.
Good to have you. So we got a first glimpse of opposition figure Ilya Yashin's report on Kadyrov's activities, which will be released on Tuesday. The New Times today published an excerpt that looked into the activities of the private army of approximately 30,000 men that the Chechen leader has under his command. Pavel, what was your reaction to the New Times report, and how is Current Time planning to cover this story?
Well, what can I say? Yashin is most certainly a brave man.
I'll say. And he gathered a lot of this information in Chechnya.
That's true. The title of his report about Ramzan Kadyrov is National Security Threat, and it is being issued ahead of the anniversary of the killing of Yashin's ally, Russian opposition figure, and may I add, my former governor, Boris Nemtsov. The release date is also important because February 23rd is the anniversary of the expulsion of the Chechen and Ingush populations in 1944 by Stalin. Compiling his report, Yashin used open sources as well as testimonies of people inside and outside Chechnya. The chapter that was published in the New Times, as you mentioned, is titled Private Army. Chechnya is the only region in the Russian Federation with a military corps that is de facto controlled by the region's leader.
Yeah.
In violation of Russian legislation, Kadyrov's private army is comprised exclusively of ethnic Chechens. The principal criterion of membership being a personal loyalty to the Chechen leader. In fact, members of Kadyrov's militia wear their leader's initials on their chevrons, and many of them are former Chechen separatists that were at some point personally absolved by Ramzan Kadyrov. On this show, we've talked a lot about Kadyrov being above and outside the Russian law, and this is just one example of that. We're hoping to speak with Ilya Yashin himself about his experiences compiling this report.
A very brave man indeed. You have to wonder how much this is going to resonate. I mean, one way to look at it is not much. But on the other hand, Kadyrov's got a lot of enemies inside the Russian elite, particularly in the title, I think, is no accident, National Security Threat. I think that was done intentionally.
Absolutely. And the Kremlin is also, probably worried about the growth of, in this instance, for example, of Kadyrov's personal army and it being completely outside the Russian law.
And the FSB has long had animosity with Kadyrov, almost from the moment he was appointed in Chechnya. There was that famous incident where he had a dispute with the local KGB in Grozny, and he welded the doors shut to the FSB headquarters, trapping everybody inside. Nikolai Patrushev, then, who was then head of the FSB, had to come down to Grozny and resolve the conflict, and he didn't do so on the side of his own organization, the FSB, on the side of Kadyrov, and that pretty much set the stage. At the end of the day, though, Kadyrov has Putin's backing, and that's the only backing that really matters. But there is some opposition. There's a lot of opposition to him in other parts of the Siloviki, particularly inside the FSB. So I'm actually wondering if that might not be Yashin's intended audience, especially with a title like National Security Threat. Now, the anniversary of Boris Nemtsov's assassination comes on Saturday, also comes this week. I assume you guys are going to be all over that. What else you got going on, Pavel? I understand you have a pretty extensive report on Current Time on Russia's efforts to influence and disrupt German politics. It's a 3-part series, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, the series is a joint production by Current Time and RFRL's Russian service. We've long wanted to take a glimpse into the life of Russian-speaking communities in Germany. Most of them are ethnic Germans who relocated to Germany as part of a repatriation program over the past few decades. In Berlin, many of them live in a fairly closed neighborhood, Marzahn. They send their kids to Russian schools, shop at Russian grocery stores, and watch only Russian state television. Now, some Russian immigrants are well integrated into German society, but there's still a large portion of them that fall under the influence.
There's a pretty big Russian diaspora in Germany.
Absolutely. I'm going to say 3 million. Interestingly, being recent immigrants themselves, many of them are opposed to Germany welcoming non-German migrants from the Middle East. So I don't want to give too much away, but our project sheds light on the activities of some pro-Kremlin emigre organizations in Germany and their involvement in anti-immigrant rallies across Germany. We also talk about the Russian media's biased reporting on the Ukraine conflict and the recent alleged rape case in Berlin. We look into the influence...
The Lisa case, yes.
We look into the influence of Russian media outlets, which now reach millions of ex-Soviet immigrants living in Germany. And this series is particularly relevant now as authorities in Berlin are checking whether Russia is spreading anti-government propaganda in Germany.
And now there are fears, and I know that inside Angela Merkel's inner circle, I know I read some reports this week that there are fears that Russia is trying to exploit the migrant crisis to topple her, to get a new government, a new chancellor who would be more amenable to Russia's interests, who might be favoring lifting sanctions.
Well,
go ahead.
I understand that that's exactly what German security services are looking into right now.
Right. All right. Well, you can definitely, I would recommend that everybody follow this report. You can access it on the web at www.currenttime.tv. And that's all we have time for today. You have been listening to the Power Vertical Briefing, a weekly look ahead at stories we expect to make news in Russia this week. We do this every Monday, so be sure to tune in. I'm Brian Whitmore, host of the Power Vertical podcast. Joining me in the studio has been Pavel Butorin, managing editor of RFRL's Russian language television program, Current Time, which you can access at www.currenttime.tv. Join us again next week. And now, as always, I leave you with the soothing sounds of Noise MC.